Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We started Siv Gimel. We talked about over here what's more chashuv for someone who does not have, can't afford, or can't come onto different items that he needs for Shabbos meal, whether it's Yayin for Kiddush or for the meal we said before. We'll read again Siv Gimel. Ein Yadu Masegas. I'm on page 91, moving on to 92 today. Im Ein Yadu Masegas, he's no Yayin the Kiddush Lachim Tzarchi Sudu Lichvoda Laila Chvoda Yom. Yayin for Kiddush Halayla, since it's Daraisa, that we said is going to be the most important thing that you're going to have, what you need for Kiddush on Friday night, because Kiddush on Friday night, as we learned, is Daraisa. It could be that you're Yotze in Tefillah, like we learned earlier on, but you're going to be Yotze. Okay, so therefore you want to be Yotze, you're Daraisa, and therefore the wine, Friday night, that's the most important. But we saw already from the Mishnah Berurah that Lemaisa, if you have challahs, the most important thing is to have challahs, because number one, you're going to be kind of your Suda Shabbos with challahs, and number two is you have the pass, which you can be Mikadish, you can be Kaddish on the pass also, and therefore that's going to be the first thing, even before wine for Friday night. Sif, that is found in Sif Katan Zayin. And then we learned, after you have your needs for Kiddush on Friday night, the next most important thing in terms of the Suda, is the Suda of the daytime is more important than the Suda of the nighttime. Says the Mechaber over here, V'ahaditani kavod yom kodim l'kavod laila. That which we say, kavod of the daytime is more important than the kavod of the nighttime. Hainu davke b'shar tzarchei Suda. That's by the tzarchei, the Suda, the cholent, and the kugel, and things like that. But, but if you only have one coast for Kiddush, so Kiddush Friday night is always going to come first. So in terms of Kiddush, Friday night is more important. In terms of Suda Shabbos, the daytime Suda is going to be more important. So just the Chazer once again, if you don't have enough of your needs, the first thing is the Chalvi of Chalas, the Chola Sudos. That comes even for wine for Kiddush Friday night, because you can make Kaddish on the pass. Next thing is that you have Yayin. If you have only one cup for Yayin, you use it for Havdalah, because you can make Kaddish on Pass, but you can't make Kaddish, you can't use a Pass for Havdalah. So the next thing is Yayin for Havdalah. If you have another coast, then you use it for Kiddush, for Yom, for night, and then daytime. And then last is that you have fish and meat and all those other things. Those are for the Sudas, and the Suda of the daytime is more important than the Suda of the nighttime. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Tes at the end. Ubisefer Yam Shel Shloma. Sorry, before the beginning of Siv Katan Tes. Kigon. Shiyei Shloma at Mini Megadim. If you only have a little bit of Mini Megadim. If you only have a little bit of... It says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kigon Shiyei Shloma at Mini Megadim. Okay, if you only have a little bit of food, Tov Yotersh, Shiyenichan Letzorach Sudas Hayom, that you need it, that you're going to be for Tzorach Sudas Hayom. That's what it's supposed to be. Ube sefer Yam Shel Shloma. The Yam Shel Shloma, the Nar Shal, the cousin of the Ramah. Korei Tiger Al Shein Yizhar Mizeh. He got upset that people are Nizhar. If we think about which is the greater Suda, generally our Friday night Suda is greater than the Shabbos day Suda. The Adarava, Mosif and Bilal Shabbos. People are Mosif and Lil Shabbos and not during the daytime. It sounds like the daytime is supposed to be the Iker Suda. That's supposed to be the biggest Suda of Shabbos. Even though the Yanshel Shlomo is Kartek, and it's true, the Suda Shabbos has to be very chashuv, and that's the reason why we have the Minti Cholim and have hot food. There are technical reasons why Friday night generally is a bigger Suda. Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal told me this also. Also, if you look at Aruch HaShulchan, the Os Tes, he's Miyashiv the Minag, why the Friday night meal is more chashuv. There's two technical things. Number one, people are generally very hungry Friday night. Okay, people don't eat too much Erev Shabbos, people are running around, very crazy. And number two, technically it's just easier in terms of halacha to warm up food. You have more ability to warm up food in a mutter way Friday night than you do Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning you need the cholent, because that has to cook, that cooks all night. And therefore it's much easier to have a cholent. But other ways of having Suda Shabbos and during the day is just technically more difficult than Friday night. So if it's just a technical reason why you're doing it, that's not really a problem if you have three dishes Friday night and you only have two dishes Shabbos lunch. If you're doing it because you want to have a more chashuv Suda Friday night than Shabbos lunch, that's when you're going to run into the problem. But as long as you don't think that, then it's not really a problem. You don't have to worry about the fact that you have a very chashuv suda Friday night. You should have to have a chashuv suda Shabbos lunch also. But once again, if all's equal and you only have enough money for one of them, then better to have more chashuv suda Shabbos day than Friday night. Moving on to Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet has a number of aspects to it. Let's pull it off, breakmeal over here, piecemeal, in terms of this bit. I'm gonna stop after the first couple of words just to explain a couple of things. Says over here, Asr litum klum kodem shiyakadish. Afilu mai. It is asr to eat, taste food, anything including water before you make kiddush. That is the halacha over here. You're not allowed to eat anything before kiddush. That means, in terms of us men, once they're mekabel Shabbos and themselves, whether they say, Harini mekabel on Shabbos Kodesh, or they said, Voli b'shalom, mizmor shel yom Shabbos, all the things of mekabel Shabbos, at that point you are not allowed to eat anything, including what? In terms of women, once they light hadlakas near Shabbos, we know that's kabel Shabbos didam, and therefore they're not allowed to drink even water, kal v'chomer, to eat anything, after they have already lit Shabbos candles. We did see that one of the examples, Moreno Rabbi and Rabbi Nevensal said that they can make a tznai on if they're lighting candles. There's still time before Shkia. They can make a tznai. They're not mekabel Shabbos if they're pregnant or nursing, and therefore they have to drink water or something like that. That would be considered chas dechak, and that would be fine. Okay. Also, that they take medication and things like that. That would all be other examples where it's going to be. Now, over here, very interesting, by Kiddush, you are not allowed to drink even water. That's Beferish over here. Mash'enk came before Avdal. If you're already benched from Shalashudis, and therefore you can't eat, it's after Shkia, you're not allowed to eat until you hear Avdala. Water is mutter, though. Water before Avdal is mutter. Mash'enk came by Kiddush. The bigger Kiddush is by Kiddush. Okay, the bigger chiddush is by kiddush, they can't drink water. Because generally water is not considered real eating or drinking. Generally water does not carry the same thing, and therefore it should be mut. However, the Gemara tells us that drinking water on Shabbos, Shabbos is koveya for water. On Shabbos itself, it's like there's a kvias even when you drink water, and therefore you're not allowed to have water before kiddush. This applies also Friday night. This applies also Shabbos morning. But Shabbos morning is different. We'll talk about this later on also. You only have a chiyuv of kiddush after you've davened. Before you've davened, you don't have a chiyuv of kiddush. So you could have a cup of water before davening. Once you daven Shachar Shmon Esrei, now turns on the chiyuv of kiddush. Therefore, you could have water before davening, but once you've davened, then you can't even have water once again until you make kiddush. By Avdol, it's not Shabbos anymore. Once Shkia after Shkia, therefore water is not kavua. You're allowed to drink water. You're allowed to drink water before hearing Havdalah. Okay? That's the dinam over here. Look inside Mr. Brusi cutting you to Aleph. He mentioned something says I said before. Let's say someone makes early Shabbos. Okay, he takes in Shabbos early, but he all of a sudden he's very thirsty. But he's not gonna daven Marav till later. So look what he said. We said before, you're allowed to mekabel Shabbos early. You can even have a kiddush and have your Suda Shabbos already, and then go to shul later on. That's the Farish of the Mishnah Berurah here at the end of Yud Aleph. If someone wants to take in Shabbos early, and he wants to make kiddush and eat and daven marav acher kach v'laylo, you're allowed to do that. As long as you don't start your suda within a chatzi shah of the zman of marav, you have to start your suda before a half hour before the zman of marav starts. Once again, this is the makor. I said before, you're allowed to make kiddush and eat your suda Shabbos even before davening marav, as long as you remember daven marav, and you go ahead later on daven marav. Even though you're not allowed to drink water, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Siv Katan Yud Gimel v'shari lirchotz piv b'mayim. You're allowed to wash your mouth out with water. Because your kavanah is not for drinking. You're allowed to rinse your mouth out with water. You just can't drink the water over there. Okay? So that's the beginning of the mechaber. Usher to eat before kiddush. Anything including water, kavachom, or anything else. The mechaber goes out. V'afilim hitchol mibod yom. Sorry, classic. Even if you started the suda on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, and now Shabbos comes in, you have to stop your suda. You're not allowed to continue. Even though you started beheter, even though you started before it was already Shabbos, you have to stop your suda once Shabbos. Once again, why? because now comes in the chiyuv of Kiddush. I'm not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. Not because I started early. It doesn't matter I started early. I have to make Kiddush right now. So therefore, what do we do? That says the Gemara, Psachim, okay, Sheporis Mappa Makadish. You have to be Poris Mappa, you put a Mappa out, and you put your shawls in, you sit at the table again, and you make Kiddush. Okay, now you have to make Kiddush. Nah. Now you have a suffix and a lot of brachas. Imagine, they're eating the Suda, they're having the bread, they had a sandwich, and they had, we're not getting into the issue of eating on Erev Shabbos after Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana. This is the Metzias. They're having a Suda before Shabbos. Now, he gets to find out, now it's the time to make Kiddush. But he's already in the middle of a Suda. What does he do about? Does he have to make a new Amotzi? Does he have to wash his hands again? Does he have to make a break break off? We know he has to make Kiddush. Mekadosh is Shabbos. But he was already drinking wine. Does he have to make a new bravery or guffin? So let's see over here. Vimayu shosin yayin tchila, if in the Suda that he was having on Erev Shabbos, he was also drinking wine, eino omer ela kiddush bilvad bilo birkas hayayin. He doesn't say the bravery or guffin in the kiddush. He goes straight to the bracha of kiddush and ends off mekadosh is Shabbos. V'achar kach, and after the kiddush, mivarech birkas hamotzin. After the kiddush, he's going to have to go ahead and say birkas hamotzi again. In terms of washing, if he washed already, then he doesn't have to wash again, but he does have to say another birkas hamotzi. Why does he have to say another birkas hamotzi? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot Yudzayin, Hainu Kishba Ligmor, Acher Kach Sudaso, if he wants to finish off the Suda, Mivarach birkas hamotzi Mechadosh. He has to make the new birkas hamotzi. He's not Yotzi with the Hamotzi. He said on Friday afternoon at the beginning of the Suda. Lefisha Kiddushim Beitayim. Because the Kiddush, he says in between, Shehatzorch LaOmer, Meneshin Neser, Ba'achila, Shehkadosh, since it's usher to eat, once Shabbos comes in, it's usher to eat until he makes Kiddush, Zehavi Hasik. So the Kiddush itself is not seeking the Berkas Hamotzi. Masha ain't came the Brei Brei Goffin before the Kiddush. It's not really a hefsik, and therefore he can continue saying Brei Brei Goffin. But Amotzi has to go ahead and make Lefika Sarech Levar Sheni Birkas Amotzi V'chulichel. Masha ain't came Kishen Lo Yain V'Kadi Shalapas V'chulichel. We'll see in a second. Fine. That's what the Mechaber says. He has to make a new Birkas Amotzi. V'Mein Lo Yain. Back in the Mechaber. V'Mein Lo Yain V'Kadi Shalapas. If he does in this case, where he's eating the Suda Friday afternoon. And now he has to make Kiddush, but he doesn't have wine to make Kiddush on. And therefore he's going to be Mekadosh al pas. If the Kiddush is on the pas, ain't a Mevarech Hamotzi. In this case, he does not have to make a new Hamotzi, because the Hamotzi is a Chelek Mi, the Kiddush over there, and therefore there's no Hefsik over here. Only makes him a Kiddush on wine. That's all the first day over here, the Stam day over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Then he brings down based on certain Rishonim, Yeshonim, some disagree. She'af Kishim Mekadosh al Yayin. Even if he's going to make Kiddush on the wine, Einu Mevarach Hamotzi, it's not going to be a hefsik in the Hamotzi, and therefore he would not have to make a new Birkas Hamotzi, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot in Yudches. Desvirle, this opinion holds the Kiddush lo havi hefsik. Kiddush is not considered hefsik, he's not having a Hamotzi. Uliyinin alocha, he says, he came in the Safek Brachas. Lahakil, the Yeshlit Boskei Yesh Omrim, since we passed Safek Brachas, Lahakil, we have a Safek Brachas, do you make a new Hamotzi or not? We say Safek Brachas, Lahakil, you're not making new Hamotzi, which is interesting because the Stam day over here in the Mechaber sounds not like this. The Stam and the Yeshomri. Stam is paskening yes to make a new Hamotzi, only the Yeshomri says not to make a Hamotzi. It's not such a big deal that the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Safek Brachas, even though we generally paskening like the Stam, for sure by the Svardim, and many times by the Ashkenazim also will paskening Safek Brachas, Lahakil, even by a Stam and a Yeshomri, even if the Shita sometimes doesn't even make it to Shulchan Aruch. But the problem is that there seems to be somewhat of a steer. Because the Mechaber and some tough Ayin Dalid, he seems to paskin mamish like the Yesh Omer. Okay, that could add to the reason over here why we are going to paskin Lakula over here, not to make a motzi over here when a hold the bravery government is not considered a hesik over there. Okay, so that is in terms of that. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotim Tezvav over here. And it did over here, Poris Mappa Mekadosh. Okay? And it did over here, Poris Mappa Mekadosh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotim Tezvav. Look inside. This is your Poris Mappa. Lechasus Apasar Achar Kiddush. The Iker is to cover the bread now when I'm making Kiddush. Okay? You have to cover the bread Achar Kiddush. Similar to what we do is we cover the Chalot. But over here, what's the reason why he says, the acher kach yisirena, afterwards remove the mappa after the Okay? Afterwards, remove the vapa after the Kiddush. Why? Ki hechi ditisro'eh. Okay? In order that it should be seen, the ata suda hashto likar di shabasa. Because now, to show that the suda is now for Shabbos. I mean, he was there for the Friday afternoon suda. And therefore, he makes Kiddush. He should cover the food. And therefore, uncover the food afterwards to show that now this food is coming. Litzara Shabbos. This is a one of the reasons why we cover our challahs during Kiddush. Okay, why you put a mappa over the challahs of Kiddush? Why? This is over here that after the Kiddush, now we uncover the food. Now we bring out the food to show that the food is coming. L'kavod Shabbos. This is in addition to other reasons why we do go ahead and cover the challahs. One of them mentioned by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, Dir Masel L'chassos. He says, Oh, near the Shayel Chassos Gami Tam Zecher Loman. One reason is, Zecher Loman, just like the man, Shayem Gamunach, the Kufsa Loman had Tal above it and Tal beneath it. It was completely covered up when the man came down. So Zecher to this, we also cover the Chalas from the bottom and from the top. Okay, it's covered with the Chala board at the bottom and the Chala cover at the top. That's another thing, Zecher Loman. The third reason that maybe we all know is because really in Hilchos Brachos, Pas comes before wine. Okay, Amotzi is before Brei Pirat Gafen. And over here we're doing Brei Pirat Gafen Fet in order not to embarrass the Pas that he should be coming first. And therefore we cover the bread. Okay, so there's really three reasons then why we cover the challahs on Friday night and Shabbos lunch. One is the chalaman. One is that it's not embarrassing. The third reason that's brought over here to show that the suit is coming. Let's start Shabbos. Based on this third reason, the gra, and this is Amorino Rabbeinu of Nevinsa holds, that not only is it better that you should cover, he says the best thing to do is not even bring the challahs to the table till later on. Don't bring any food. Remember, Rabbeinu Nevin Sal is very machlokes once at his kiddush. Some grandsons came and brought the coat to the table before kiddush, and Rabbeinu Nevin Sal made them move it off. No food to the table until after kiddush, until in order to show that the food is coming only to start the kiddush for the Suda Shabbos, in order to show this din. So therefore, not only not covered. Covering was like b'diavad according to this. Better not even to bring the food. Okay, many minhag is to bring the challahs to the table. That's a fine minhag as long as you go ahead and cover them. Those are all the different reasons why we go ahead and cover the challahs. Ad kan for today.